Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning. Whether you have been here before, well, since last week, or you are new or returning after a wee while, welcome. Welcome also to the folk on Zoom, and a wee word to the folk who will hear this later on online. This is a service of reflection and thanksgiving. A service of quiet and of singing, a service of heart and of voice. There will be 7 invitations to come out and light candles. By way of introduction, there will be a short sentence or two. I will light a candle and then finish with a verse from the Bible. If you wish, you can respond by coming out to light a candle. If you are in any way still taking COVID precautions, there should be enough tapers so that you can retain one for your own reuse. The reason for your coming out is entirely your own. It can be very personal, it can be local, national, international, or for humanity in general. It's your reason and yours alone. There is no rush. We will spend time quietly after I've finished, and invite you to take that time for some private thoughts and prayers. Take time to gather up each section. As we gather together, take it to God as we move through the service. If you want to remain seated to sing, that's fine. If in the same way you wish to spend more time in prayerful reflection, that's also fine. This is a service that you can move at your own speed. At the benediction, instead of the usual threefold amen, I've asked that we sing hymn 786, May the Peace of God Go With Us. You'll recognize the tune. The tune is A Fond Kiss. May I invite you to, at the end of the service, to take a candle home with you. And tonight, as the bells ring, whether you are on your own or with friends and family, light the candle. Take a moment. Give thanks that you are part of a caring fellowship, and then know that God will remain with you in 2024. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than a known light and safer than a known way. So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into that night. He led me towards the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east. Our first hymn this morning is hymn 322, Good Christians All Rejoice, hymn 322.
Thank you.
I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people. Let us pray. Lord of the past, Lord of the present, Lord of the future, we gather in the closing hours of this year with joy and gratitude in our hearts. We come to lift our voices to sing your praises. We come to bring our thanksgiving, to offer our service, and to seek your guidance. Lord of the past, Lord of the present, Lord of the future, we acknowledge the love we have received, the care you have shown, and the help you have given. We are grateful for the mercy you have shown, the forgiveness you have offered, the renewal you have brought. Lord of the past, Lord of the present, Lord of the future, for all that you are, all you have been, all that you shall be, receive now our worship. Meet with us now through this time of quiet, so that by being here with you, by being here with each other, we may become closer to you, closer to each other, and be better equipped to establish your kingdom on earth in the year to come. Lord of the past, Lord of the present, Lord of the future, receive now our worship as we pray in the words your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespass against us. Forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Candles themselves cannot pray, but they can help us take a moment of silence, a moment of reflection, a moment of prayer. Each candle is a reflection of that light which came into the world in Bethlehem. In the same way that the light of the candle brightens the darkness, our existence is brightened by the light of Jesus. That is the message for our lives. A candle reminds us of our baptism, the beginning of our way with Christ. A candle reminds us of our call to life and of our call to be servants to the world. A candle also lights our path to light eternal, spent with the babe who came for us. We light this first candle, recollecting 2023. All the things we have experienced in the past year, for greater moments and smaller moments. This light beams in order that we may celebrate the fortunes, the happiness, and everything else that we have received as a gift from the one who is our guide, our comfort, and our joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Our next hymn is hymn 302, It Was on a Starry Night.
Thank you.
we light this candle, remembering the children who were born in the year that has gone, remembering the children baptized and blessed, remembering all the children near and far we have in our hearts. It beams that all children may be able to grow up receiving love and learning and shelter from all that would do them harm. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Hymn 316 in the hymn book, Love Came Down at Christmas. Light this candle, bearing in mind all married couples, those who are newly wed, those who have celebrated significant anniversaries. This light beams for their mutual happiness, for the joy of their relationships, for their strength to uphold each other, especially when faced with situations which may become difficult and tiring. And that in lighting the candle, it may equip them with confidence to face all that happens in families. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Next hymn is hymn 336, hymn 336, Christ is our light, the bright and morning star.
Oh,
this candle for any we know to be in need of your healing touch. For those suffering in body, in mind, in spirit. For those who sit and watch while loved ones are in pain. For those who face things alone and lonely. For those who are waiting for hospital appointments or for test results to return. For all those who care for others in your name. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Our next hymn is hymn 694. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Light this fifth candle, remembering all those who have passed away in the last year. We remember all those for whom we mourn and continue to mourn. We remember their lives with all kinds of emotions. Hurt, happiness, emptiness, thanksgiving. It illuminates their final way to their eternal home. If we live for the Lord. If we die for the Lord. But whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Next hymn, 727. In the bulb there is a flower, in the seed an apple tree. Light this candle, commemorating people near and far, those who have had to live with war, those still haunted by war or thoughts of war, those who live in situations of conflict, those who live with continuing unrest. It is for all those, whether at home or abroad, who have to suffer violence or abuse. What they have suffered and endured needs your nearness, your comfort, and your hope. Peace, which is beyond all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. we stand once more to sing hymn 295. Who would think that what was needed? Let's join together in a moment of prayer again. Let us pray. Father God, on this last day of the old year, may we ask you grant this request. May we know who we are and what we are every moment of every day. May we be a catalyst for light and love and bring inspiration to those whose eyes we meet. May we have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict and the courage to speak our voice, even when we are scared. May we have the humility to follow our hearts and the passion to live our soul's desires. May we seek to know the highest truth and dismiss the pull of a lower calling. May we embrace the love and the love, the totality of ourselves, our darkness as well as our light. May we be brave enough to hear our hearts, to let them soften so that we may gracefully choose faith over fear. Today is our day to surrender anything that stands between the sacredness of our humanity and our divinity. May we be drenched in your holiness and engulfed in your love. May all else melt away. May we use all that we have and are for your kingdom. May we know Jesus as our guide, a comfort, and a friend. And remember that he hears our thoughts and our prayers. Amen. We light this last candle, having all of us in mind, bearing each other in our strengths and our weaknesses, our anxieties, our hopes, and our plans. It has illuminated the ways we were happy to follow. It's guided us on paths that we were reluctant to have to travel. It will continue to shine for each and every one of us in the coming year. Commend your ways to the Lord and hope in him. He will make them good. We're going to sing our last hymn, hymn 159, hymn 159. Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided.
Thank you.
the love of the Father enfold us. May the wisdom of the Son enlighten us. May the fire of the Spirit inflame us. And may the blessing of God rest upon us and abide with us now and evermore.